Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you believe the Braves completely exorcised the demons? The 19-year streak without a series win? Because I'll give you an opinion that I had kind of my mind changed on over the course of this series. I thought that it was going to take a series win in the NLDS for me to be fully convinced that you had completely shaken the bad juju of the Braves in the postseason. But with the way that they won these two games against Cincinnati, I feel like it's turned away as far as all the bad juju and the bad karma, whatever you want to call it. Because we as fans, we buy into that garbage. And, you know, the analytic people will try to tell you that there's no such thing as clutch and there's no such thing as a guy cracking under the pressure. Everything comes down to what is written on paper and numbers and stats and formulas and algorithms. But the game's not won on paper. The game is played by people. And people are imperfect. And I do feel like there's been a bit of imperfection that has riddled this Braves franchise for one reason or another. A lot of it in our control, a lot of it out of our control. Jerk umpire calls an infield fly rule. We might not be talking about a curse. But be that as it may, I do feel like, for whatever reason, the way that they played these two games kind of exercise the demons a little bit when it comes to the Atlanta Braves. The fact that you were able to win two games where you really only had three innings where you scored. Scored in the 13th inning, obviously, in game one. Scored in the middle part of the game in game two. And then the four-run barrage in the eighth inning to put the game out of reach. I didn't think it was a surprise that Ian Anderson looked the way that he did in game two either. Because I do believe that because of not only the way that he was brought up, but I think what he was brought up around, he was brought up in a scenario that gave him an ability to not only capture the moment, but not let the moment be too big for him. He's somebody who, from the first time he took the ball in the major leagues, a couple of very big venues, Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, he was able to not only be calm enough to get through those, but also thrive in those. Better than any of the Braves starters who have come up and made their debut, whether it's by a team debut or rookie debut. We saw some slippage from guys like Davidson and Weigel and other guys who we'd been hearing about throughout the Braves season. In addition to the cast of retreads that basically did not pan out. Yes, I'm talking about Newcomb, Tukey, and the like. Whether Bryce Wilson works out, we won't know. Had one good start down the stretch. He'll probably be called about to play coming up in game number four if it's necessary. But I still don't have a heck of a lot of faith in him. And that's kind of something I talked about earlier with our Joe Patrick here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. If you missed it, it's online at radio.com. But going into this series against the Marlins, I do feel like you have an advantage against a team that you've won six of the 10 matchups you've seen from them this season. I do feel like that in your four head-to-head pitching matchups, you have the advantage. There is no Jose Urena, so that part of the equation is completely out of it for Miami. They're probably going to start Sandy Alcantara in game one like they did in game one earlier against the Cubs. That guy will go against Max Fried. I feel like that's a win for us. Anderson against Sanchez is the kind of swing game for me. If you win that game, you have the chance to possibly sweep because you've done very, very well against the game three starter for Miami, Pablo Lopez. But you have to be able to beat Sixto Sanchez with Anderson on the hill in game two in order to try and get out of here before having to deal with a game four. Because if Miami wins game two, I see this series going five. Because it's hard to handicap and predict a game four win for the Braves. You have to get the 2-0 against Miami. And if you get the 2-0, then you have a little bit of a cushion with game three and four. But I do believe that it will be difficult to predict a series win for the Braves unless you win the first two. Now, having said that, I feel more confident against this Marlins team than I did against Cincinnati. I was one of the guys who was out there saying I was afraid of what Cincinnati brought from the pitching aspect. And again, those concerns were very well warranted, given the fact that we only scored six runs in the series in between two games. Now, won us the game, won us the series, and our pitching staff did very, very well against them. But because of that, you look at the standpoint of our team, and you wonder just exactly how you feel about them going forward, whether or not they can duplicate that particular result. Certainly difficult to predict it, but I do believe that we have what it takes to not only get past Miami, but put up a good fight against the Dodgers. Look, the Dodgers are far and away the best team on paper in the National League. I don't think we're too far behind, but I do feel like they are the favorite for a reason. Not only with their frontline starting pitching, their bullpen, and their lineup is about as long as ours is. And the problem with postseason baseball is games in the postseason are not necessarily always won 11-7. We did see some weirdness in the Yankee-Indian series with some offense going haywire. That certainly was something that you look at and you say was very unexpected. But the Yankees were a team that's built like us. Kind of flaky starting pitching and the ability to outslug teams when you need them to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.